What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It for our monthly update with the James River Valley Library System, we have Library Director Joe Rector joining us. And Joe, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Warren. I appreciate it. You know, I used to feel before I came on with you regularly, I used to feel like a kid getting hauled out of church, you know, to come on the radio. But you make it a great interview. It reminds me of a joke about a kid who was fussing during prayer, you know, and his father threw him over his shoulder and headed out the door. And above the noise of the prayer, the kid yelled, "Y'all pray for me now." You know, I used to feel that way, but yeah. I appreciate you. You do a great interview, and it's great to connect with you every month.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And we're glad that you stopped by and get us up to date with everything happening in our library system. Important that we know what's happening, and we're glad that you stopped by to do that. And we can just jump right into it, Joe. We're all looking forward to a little bit of normalcy, and that's exactly what the library is looking forward to doing as well.
You bet. We really want to get back to normal. We are excited to have more and more people come into the library. We're excited to be able to expand access to things that had been shut down during the pandemic. We want to be careful about it. We want to protect our community. At the same time, we need to return as close as we can to normal, and we're working on doing that. The library board is really committed to that. At the March meeting a week ago, the library board opened more computers at Alfred Dickey Library, in the children's area of Alfred Dickey Library, and over at Stutzman County Library. And they expanded the amount of time that people can spend on those computers. It went from 20-minute sessions to 30-minute sessions.
Yeah.
And at the next board meeting, the library board is going to be considering expanding to Saturday hours, which a lot of people have missed, and we've missed offering those to people. And so we will probably be doing that unless there's another COVID setback. And then the board will conduct a comprehensive review of our policies and see which other ways can be open to the public for more access to things at the library.
Decisions, of course, with the safety of the public in mind, because it is a public space and used by the public often. So good that you have that group that's looking at those and making sure it's safe for everybody.
You bet. We certainly want to do that. We are team players with our community, and we want to offer the most freedom with the most safety. So there's a balance there, but we're trying to strike that balance.
Joe, last time you were in, we did talk about carpeting Stutzman County Library and the different renovations over there, and you have an update on that for us.
You bet. Our old carpet has been ripped out. It was actually done by the Blue Jays football team and Coach Bill Nelson. We're really thankful to them. They worked so hard. They are fine young men, represented themselves and our community really well. And so right now, we have no carpet at Stutzman County Library, but we're still allowing patrons to come in, though. Just pardon our mess, please. Our new carpet is coming April 1 through 7. So Stutzman County Library will be closed during those days because we have so many books to move. It can't all be done in one shot. So never fear, though. Alfred Dickey Public Library is open. Come on down. We'll get you checked out with some great things.
All right. Beautiful. Joe Rector again, library director here on Let's Talk About It. And Joe, one of the first times we got a chance to talk, we talked about the future of the Stutzman County Library. And there may be some questions on there. You know, why are we renovating the Stutzman County Library now if we're just going to be moving it in the future? But of course, it hasn't been touched in so long. Some of those renovations are desperately needed.
Yes, the renovations were desperately needed. And I understand that this is a question out in the community. I totally get that. But we did very little upkeep at Stutzman County Library for years. You know, we rent it from Stutzman County, and we're very happy to do that. We are responsible as a library for any physical upkeep needs for that part of the building. It was getting run down, and it didn't have a professional appearance. It looked straight out of the 1970s with wood wall paneling and so on and so forth. So we envision using Stutsman County Library for quite a few more years. The library is not in a position to build another facility immediately. What we're doing right now is a process of saving money and researching possible properties. But this process will almost certainly take years. We're planning for the future while living in the present. Right. We have to live in the present. And what we want is to bring more people into the Stutsman County Library. And we want to provide programming there in a comfortable professional atmosphere. These programs will include things like crafts, scrapbooking, quilting. We want people to come in, feel comfortable, feel like it's a space that they can intellectually grow in.
Right, right.
So it's worthwhile to take care of Stutsman County Library and our great patrons while we save money for a possible new facility.
You don't drive around with a flat tire with the plans of buying a new car in 5 years, right, Joe?
That is a great analogy. I love that.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that.
It just comes to mind. Of course, with that in mind, though, too, Joe, the thoughts of building a new library and a new facility, people are wondering, you know, why that's necessary. You know, we do have a Stutsman County Library. It's being renovated. Why build a new facility, right?
Exactly. And we've recently renovated Alfred Dickey Library. Yeah. So many people will wonder, why aren't we good to go? And the reason is because we're planning for the future. Anybody who has a business know that you must plan for the future. What are your threats? What are your opportunities? So that's what we're doing as a library. Now, we are not looking for additional tax support beyond the mills we already receive. And I always want to emphasize that Alfred Dickey Library will remain a full-service public library. It's integral to our community. But libraries are all about people. That is the most important thing I can say. It's about social spaces, programming spaces, study spaces, maker spaces with a lot of technology, library of things spaces. We've talked about that in the past. These are items for checkout other than books and DVDs. Parking spaces, that's another huge issue for people with limited mobility or people with children. They really need parking spaces. So our libraries right now are out of space for people. And if you doubt that, please come visit us, take a look around and see. Basically, every inch of our library is dedicated to some purpose, and these spaces are not flexible. So libraries of the future are going to have more spaces for users. We have to plan for that. Otherwise, we're pushing ourselves into a growing irrelevance. We must make a plan for that.
Yeah, again, Joe Rector, library director here on Let's Talk About It, and it's all about growing into the future and growing into what you want to be and serve the community, and that's what that expansion is all about.
Exactly, and one of the things I'd like to point out is that in the future, there probably will be fewer physical books. That's just a fact. But there will be more people spaces and more activities at the library. But I also want to say that physical books will probably never go away unless we go into a Star Trek future, you know? But assuming we don't go where everybody has never been, you know, we are going to have physical books. It reminds me of Mark Twain. You know, there was a obituary published before he died based on rumors, and fake news, you see, has been around for a long time. And Mark Twain responded, "The reports of my death are greatly exaggerated," you know? And that's the way it is with books. People think that books are going to go away, but physical books are not going to go away. They're going to evolve with our changing community. So back to the point, our current facilities are not up for what we can already predict about the future of libraries. You know, Alfred Dickey has wonderful architecture. It's a great representation of our community. But think about it. It was built for the last century.
Right, right.
It is a last century building. And We have to have a modern upgrade to that while continuing to maintain Alfred Dickey as a great library for our community. An upgrade is a gift that we would be giving to our children and grandchildren. That's what it's all about. And if we want it as a gift to ourselves, then we need to eat our spinach or something like that and make sure to live to enjoy that. But we're planning for the future, and we hope that others in our community will think about that and just consider it.
And something along with that too, Joe, people have questions about these. We're going to get contact information. It's not anything that's happening behind the scenes, and nobody's going to know anything what's going on. That's why we're on Let's Talk About It. That's why they're more than welcome to stop by and ask questions. That's the great thing about it right now.
Exactly. I would love to talk to you by phone, in person, any way that you would like, by email. Reach out to me and we'll have a conversation.
Again, we'll get those contact details coming up here. But first, Joe, a new thing that we've introduced the last time we chatted was talking about some new and exciting books at the library. And you have another list here for us today.
We sure do. One of our new books is Come Fly the World by Julia Cook. This is a story of the stewardesses of Pan Am Airlines. And there were a lot of interesting stories that are revealed in this book. For instance, there was a great struggle for racial justice because a lot of African-American women took the stewardess course and passed with flying colors and then were not hired after they had already demonstrated the proficiency. And so there's a great struggle for racial justice. Another really interesting story in this book is about Operation Baby Lift, which took place in 1975 as South Vietnam was being overrun by the North. And there were a lot of orphans in South Vietnam who were baby lifted on Pan Am flights out of the country. And then there were a lot of mothers, sadly, in South Vietnam who were so worried about the future, so terrified that they gave up their little babies to come to the United States to hopefully have a better life. And the women of Pan Am were integral to that story. So if you're interested in that, the history of how women have progressed in our society, check out Come Fly the World.
Perfect.
Another great book is called Abandoned Churches. And this is by Francis Meslet. And it is poignant photographs and write-ups about the interiors of historic abandoned churches around Europe. So many churches are locked up, boarded up, and so on, but they have beautiful architecture. They have great, picturesque aspects, even in the rundown condition. And for those interested in photography, history, architecture, culture, religion, this is a great book.
Awesome.
Then finally, I'll highlight a book called A Fatal Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum by Emma Southon. You know, it reminds me of the ironic title of the Phil Collins song, Something Happened on the Way to Heaven.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be singing that in your mind all day now that I've brought it up. But a fatal thing happened on the way to the Forum by Emma Southon. It's a humorous look at murder in ancient Rome. You think, ooh, humor, murder.
Yeah.
But she makes it lighthearted, and she is very much an expert in the history of ancient Rome. One of the vignettes that I'll share that does not involve an actual murder was the discovery of a curse asking the gods to kill a rival chariot racing team and their horses.
Wow.
this ban was pretty intense, you know. Hopefully the gods were unmoved and those individuals and horses did fine in their forthcoming outings. But, you know, I was just thinking maybe this fan should have bought a toga in the color of his favorite racing team and refrained from issuing curses.
Might have helped. Yeah.
But anyway, these books are at Alfred Dickey Library. Come check them out.
Perfect. Along with many other books. And
you bet.
Joe, final thoughts on this. Of course, we look forward to getting back to normal. But of course, you guys still have those services in place if anybody's uncomfortable stopping by and wants to check things out.
Exactly. If you're uncomfortable coming into our library, why don't you just give us a call, 252-2990 for Alfred Dickey Public Library, 252-1531 for Stutzman County Library. We would love to put together a care package for you. whether it is books that you are requesting the exact titles, or if you just want to give us, let's say you want books of romance or historical fiction or mystery or whatever, just let us know. We'll put together a curbside pickup for you so that we bring a bag out and you won't have to come into the library. Awesome. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. And of course, website and Facebook page, staying up to date with different programs. And as things open up more, that's a great way to stay in touch too.
Exactly. Facebook page, James River Valley Library System. And website, www.jrvls.org.
All right, Joe. Well, that'll do it for our monthly update, unless there's anything else you can think of at this time.
I think that has covered things at the library very well. So come pay us a visit.
All right. There you go, Joe. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Warren.